I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, we journey to a remote Russian republic to visit Chess City, home of the gleaming multi-million dollar Palace of Chess. But first, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Sounds like an exciting yet somewhat quiet place.
Members of the Houston Astros apologized on Thursday for their actions in the sign-stealing saga, and pretty much everyone laughed in their faces and said they weren't really sorry. What do you make of all this?
I make of it that they're not really sorry, basically. They won a world championship.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to give it back, regardless of what the people in L.A. think. The whole thing is, you know, they needed something, I guess, to replace the steroid hysteria. So now we've got the technology hysteria. Look, the most famous home run in the history of baseball, Bobby Thompson in 1951 against the Brooklyn Dodgers, was probably aided by sign stealing. Except that time they used binoculars and a hole in the scoreboard. Basically, what everyone's objecting to here, I think, is the technology.
Well, so in the perfect example of sorry, not sorry, Astros owner Jim Crane apologized and then said this.
You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
To me, this is kind of like Barry Bonds coming out and saying, yeah, I doped, but I would have gotten the single season home run record anyway. I mean, there's no way to know if the Astros would have won if they hadn't stolen signs, right?
Well, you can't know that, but you can't know that they wouldn't have.
Right.
And so basically what he's saying, the world is basically deal with it. I mean, find us whatever you want. You're not going to take the world championship away. And I think we'll live with the stigma of having made a whole lot of money that year. Which is also similar to the steroid scandal, I would point out.
True.
The one great dirty secret about the steroid scandal is it probably saved baseball.
It's NBA All-Star Weekend, Charlie. So
it is?
It's a good time. It is. It's amazing. It comes around every year. It's a good time to ask you, who are you paying attention to this season?
Well, obviously, we're all starting to pay attention to Zion Williamson down in New Orleans. He got 32 on Thursday night. He's shaping into the player everybody thought he would be. Right now, I'm looking at the Celtics, who are a changed bunch of guys this year. I mean, they may not have as much theoretical talent as last year, but my Lord, they're having fun playing basketball.
Yeah. Well, back to Zion for a second. I mean, I do find it amazing, given the amount of hype there was over this guy, that a month after his long-awaited debut, it has not been in any way disappointing, right? I mean, with that amount of hype, I didn't expect him to live up to it.
Well, I watched him during the NCAA tournament last year, and frankly, what I saw was, you know, a guy who, if he reached as far as he could, might be Charles Barkley. Now, I'm beginning to think he might be beyond that. He's certainly had a breakout couple of weeks since he finally got healthy.
Yeah. Bob Knight has returned to Indiana University for the first time in 20 years. He was introduced to a sellout crowd last weekend. You'll recall that Knight was fired in September of 2000 after being accused of mistreating his players. But now all is forgiven and everybody loves him again. Am I missing something?
No, I mean, this is a hard one to talk about because if you watch the video, he's plainly failing. I mean, he looked incredibly old and not altogether there. So if they want to give him a last hurrah, I mean, he was a legend. He was the face of Indiana basketball. He produced probably the greatest NCAA team in history. The team that lost one game in 2 years and the last team to win an NCAA championship undefeated. So I'm glad someone talked him into doing so.
Former New York Jets pass rusher Mark Gastineau wants the world to know that he, and not Michael Strahan, should be considered the owner of this single-season sack record. This has to do with a sack that broke Gastineau's record. It was made in the last 3 minutes of the last game of the 2001 season, and the QB Strahan sacked Brett Favre. Totally looked like he took a dive. What say you, Juror Pierce?
Well, I mean, a sack is a sack, right? I mean, I'm sorry Mark Gastineau is waiting God knows how many years to claim the record, but the fact is he had fewer sacks as an NFL player than Michael Strahan did. And who's to say how many sacks don't occur when a quarterback just sees the protection breaking down and says, screw it, I'm going to fall down before I get hurt.
Target is based in Minneapolis, which means that those at Target headquarters should know that the University of Minnesota mascot is the Golden Gopher. And so I'm just trying to figure out how Target came to sell an adorable but inaccurate Minnesota Badgers onesie. Any clues?
Well, somebody needs a map, I think, to figure out the difference between Minnesota and Wisconsin. I don't know what's so hard. If you go to any Minnesota game, there's a 6'4" golden gopher with a big head on the sidelines.
And finally, Charlie, it is not easy being a fan of the Cincinnati Bengals or the Cleveland Browns.
Not.
And now fans of those teams are being denied something they say they need to survive the pain. Explain, please.
They are being disqualified by the state of Ohio for access to medical marijuana due to sports-related trauma. Or more to the point, losing-related trauma. I think if they actually played football and got hurt, they could probably get the weed. But you can't get the weed just because your team can't get to the playoffs.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.
You probably didn't get voted into this weekend's NBA All-Star Game. Neither did I. But you can be an Only a Game All-Star by subscribing to our podcast and leaving us a 5-star review on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. You get the idea.